This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So, the new gangrene deal that we've introduced for California is already making waves. In fact, the amount of poop jokes that went on during the break, I can't even believe it. But I think it's time to flush them. Though, let's introduce the new gangrene deal and let's amputate California. California has gangrene, and if we don't, as April Ryan said about Sarah Sanders, lop her head off, if we don't lop California off, then the gangrene is going to eventually contaminate, well, it's already happening, contaminating Texas, it's contaminating Colorado, it's contaminating Las Vegas, it's spreading, folks. It's spreading. But you'll notice, though, I'll make a prediction right now that in 2019, there will be 35,000 poop incidents on the streets of San Francisco in the calendar year 2019. That's almost 100 a day. So we'll get there. But as the feces piles higher and higher in San Francisco, so does the price for rent. I don't even know how you really properly analyze this, because I don't think there's ever really been a fair analysis. But, and they'll just never admit it. That's the problem. San Francisco cannot look in the mirror. Gavin Newsom cannot look in the mirror about what's happening in L.A. and San Francisco. And you just have to wonder why this isn't, like, big news for Gavin Newsom. Oh, Eric Swalwell, though. You see, Eric Swalwell has done such a great job in his district. He's done such a poopy job in his district that he's going to run for president now, you see. And he's popular. He's running for president. Eric Swalwell, where if you walk around the streets of his district, well, you're going to have to clean your shoes afterwards. But don't worry, because we've got Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff out there on the coast of California making sure that California is full of crap. So I introduce the new gangrene deal to amputate California. It's sad to see California go, just like it's sad to chop off your infected foot. But you don't want it spread. You don't want to eventually lose your leg. And so the new gangrene deal, amputate California to save America. And here in Texas, I mean, we're getting the gangrene. The people are starting to poop here on the streets of Austin. Austin's a beautiful city. But more and more, you drive around certain places, you're going to see drug addicts flopping around on the sidewalk and bums urinating and pooping on the street. I mean, I was stunned. I mean, I've lived in Austin for 3 years now. I'd never seen this, but in the last couple months, I've seen more people just urinating in public. They don't even go behind corners here in Austin either. They are walking on the sidewalk, you know what, hanging out, just casually urinating as they walk. Sitting at bus stops, bent over, trousers out on their ankles, taking a dump. And so I see this stuff, and I'm like, how do I get to the country? How I can't get to the country soon enough. You see stuff like that. Oh, my gosh. the new gangrene deal, ladies and gentlemen. Amputate California to save America. But they sit out there in California and act like they got it all figured out. You know, Eric Swalwell is going to run for president. That total dingbat. But yeah, you got it figured out, Swalwell.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than that. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, we constantly forget in our obsession with news here that we're under total attack and censorship, and I actually have these two news stories on my desk every day to make sure I remember. And this isn't even about the censorship, but remember last week when Bernie Sanders said InfoWars is a white supremacist platform? You remember last week when CBS just announced their new TV series, The Good Fight, which encourages its audience to beat up Trump supporters and assassinate Trump? This is the left, the totally unhinged psychopath left, putting a target on our backs. And you better get ready, folks. This is not a game. But in 2020, if Trump wins another election, they're going to go into hot civil war against conservatives. They will reach that level, folks. They will. Now, I'm not calling for violence. I don't want violence. I don't want to see a civil war. I want to see truth and justice. These people don't. They're so committed to their lies that they can't get over it. So I just always put this here to remind myself that, oh, and by the way, CBS's TV show where they encourage people to engage in violence against Trump supporters and conservatives and white people, by the way, that doesn't get banned from Twitter. We get banned from Twitter, but, you know, that doesn't. A live mass shooting in New Zealand is allowed to stay up for hours on end. I try to broadcast Facebook, the War Room show. We get banned in 7 minutes. So, you know, that's funny. And then, you know, Bernie Sanders says we're white supremacists, so go out and, you know, try to kill us. That's what we deal with here at InfoWars. So we know we're under these attacks, and we need to fund ourselves so that we can exist amidst the censorship. And what drives them crazy with all their attacks against us, all their lies against us, what drives them crazy is the fact that we're still here broadcasting every day. Every day, they wake up hoping that the Alex Jones Show will be off air. Every day, they wake up hoping when they go to InfoWars.com/show, because trust me, they do. Just as much as our loyal audience is the haters that write about us and want to see us shut down. They're just as obsessed. In fact, they're probably more obsessed. They're derangedly obsessed. But they'll never admit it, but you know, because they're always writing about us, always trying to get us shut down. And nothing angers them more when they wake up or they go to get their coffee or get their lunch or whatever, and they go to InfoWars.com and they're just praying, today's the day it'll be shut down. And it's still up. They grind their teeth and they crush their coffee, their soy latte cup, and they just get so mad. Because they've been fighting so hard to shut us down, and they think they're in the righteous battle. Meanwhile, they're totally committed to evil, totally committed to lies, totally disconnected from God.
and they can't stand it that InfoWars is still in the air. How is it possible that Alex is still on the air? Well, it's possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So do me a favor, because look, you know Brian Stelter wants us shut down. Brian Stelter! You know that the rat man, Brian Stelter, you know that the rat man, Oliver Darcy, wants us shut down once he's, finished cleaning up his pet possums. Anyway, you know they want to shut down. And look, if you want to anger them, we're not violent people. We don't want you to stalk or harass these clowns at CNN. You know, leave them alone. Let them do their thing. But if you go shop at InfoWarsStore.com, that drives them crazy. It drives them so crazy that they then call their audience to come harass us. So that's them. They're so mad that we still exist, they wish they could come harass us, but they don't have the courage to do it, so they just call on their audience to do so. But believe me, when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, the people at CNN that want to shut down pull their hair out, except some of them don't have hair. Brian Stelter. So it is a total gut blow to the enemies of InfoWars when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we've got specials going right now. Check them out for yourself. The T-shirt sale is over, so it's now full price to get the InfoWars apparel. There might be some specials out there, but the half off the apparel is over. But there are other specials. Oh, no, the special for the shirts is still on, actually. So I've been fake news. The 50% off all apparel is still on. That was supposed to end last night. That's just what happens here at InfoWars. We're just so committed to the news. We don't even do our own jobs. This T-shirt special was supposed to end, but it's still up. So take advantage of our negligence to quit giving away T-shirts at cost and go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a hat, get a T-shirt, support InfoWars. Just check it all out. You're going to find a T-shirt you like, a hat you like. There's so many now. I mean, it's impossible to even keep up. It's like I go on there and I see a new shirt every day. Hoodies, hats, shirts, it's all 50% off right now. Take advantage. That's not going to last. Although, Alex is busy on a work trip right now, so that we'll see what happens with that special. But it was supposed to be shut down last night. But thank you so much for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we're putting out a call to the group that protested. We're putting out a call to the American Identity Movement who protested the Drag Queen Story Hour. And this is really interesting here, because how do you fight insanity? How do you combat insanity intellectually in a political battle? Well, we can't reason with these people. Logic doesn't work. Facts don't work. So the only thing that works is insanity. It's like fighting fire with fire. You have to fight insanity with insanity. So to protest the Drag Queen Story Hour, these individuals dressed up as clowns and they rolled out their Drag Queen Story Hour adult entertainment for kids. Welcome to Clown World. Gay flag. And what's wrong with that? They're dressed as clowns. It's Drag Queen Story Hour. Oh, but guess what? They got kicked out. Isn't that ironic? Why did they get kicked out? Because they don't want to play with your kids. So the clowns that are there, they got discriminated against because they didn't want to play with your kids. But the drag queens that showed up to play with your kids, well, you see, that's acceptable. That's normal. That's why we're holding this event. Don't you see, clowns? This event is for drag queens that want to play with kids, not for clowns that want to show up. How dare you show up? And by the way, if they would have done this in London, they would have been arrested. Oh, but guess what we found out? We looked into some of these drag queen story hours, and guess who infiltrated? Pedophiles. You're telling me that a known pedophile with a sex offender record is going to put on makeup to hide his identity to play with kids? I guess that's not so far-fetched after all, is it? Nope, because that's reality. But how dare clowns show up to protest pedophiles infiltrating drag queen story hour? In fact, what the hell's wrong with you? You don't want your kid to play with potential pedophiles? You don't want a drag queen bouncing your kid on their Johnson? You don't want a pedophile telling your kid to shake its butt? Oh, it's just a drag queen. Don't be intolerant.
What's next? You're going to tell kids to play with condoms and dildos? Oh, wait! They already do that, too! This is what Satan does, folks, but we have to fight insanity with insanity. So I hope that we hear from the American Identity Movement, because we want to get them on the Alex Jones Show to talk about this protest. But look, I think this thing needs to go viral. I mean, we've showed up at the Drag Queen Story Times as journalists to cover it, but this is the next level. So we've already raised the awareness. We've already raised the red flag. We've already put it on display. Now it's time to fight insanity with insanity. Show up as a clown. Hell, just claim you're a drag queen. I mean, what the hell's the difference? But they're going to kick you out because you're not there to play with kids. Sounds sick, but that's the reality. And you know, I was assaulted by one of these drag queens, but you know the problem is I can't identify my assaulter. Why? Because they wore a mask. They painted their face like a demon. So that allows these assaulters and pedophiles to go out hiding their identity with their drag queen face makeup mask so that they can go around identity hidden so that you don't know who they really are. And then they can assault you and play with your kids and get away with it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Spear. The most cutting edge news broadcasts in the West, in the free world, which ain't so free anymore, is it? Because they try to censor us. It's the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex, I am Owen Schroyer. Alex is on a work trip to D.C. right now, on a special mission. And so you're going to enjoy some of the content that Alex will be producing here over the next couple of days as I'm filling in. And you'll also be hearing from Alex here as well. But Alex Jones, a man on a mission in Washington, D.C. And, you know, I'm telling you, there is an energy in D.C. I don't know how the people put up with it, but you got to go there in battle mode to really be effective, because those demonic energies that are coming out of D.C. are very overwhelming. Now, an example, I would say, is what's been going on with Bob Woodward. Now, look, I don't want to put too much stake in any of this, because when I boil it down, I say, all right, here's Bob Woodward, really a washed-up journalist, who wanted to be relevant and wanted to make some money. And with everybody focused on Trump and then Russian collusion and everything, Bob Woodward decided to use his namesake to profit off of the Trump economy. And so he wrote a book. When did that book come out? About a year ago now. Number one New York Times bestseller, Fear, Trump in the White House. Now, if you recall, now see, again, this is a blessing and a curse to have a memory. If you recall, Bob Woodward's book was pushed everywhere. Everyone promoted it. He did a bunch of interviews. And what happened in the aftermath of the release? The book was fake news. Remember all that? So they build up this book, Bob Woodward is now exposing Trump. The left builds it up. It's their big moment. It's like the first Mueller report in a way. This is going to bring down Trump. This will embarrass Trump. It's Bob Woodward. Don't you know? Book comes out. The people buy it. People blink. Nobody cares. Oh, except what happened? It came out there was a bunch of fake news in the book. It came out that Woodward was getting access through potential traitors inside Trump's administration. And more of that came out. But so here's Bob Woodward. And this is why I don't take much stake into this, because Bob Woodward is just trying to stay relevant. Bob Woodward just wants to make a buck. I mean, OK, fine. So he writes this book, makes a bunch of money, gets built up by the left. No consequences of Bob Woodward. His bank account just increased. Book's fake news. Trump hits the book for fake news. Sources inside the book. It was like a lesser version of Fury. Who was the author of that book? So, you know, it's just all these people just put out books because the left is in this hysteria right now. It's like they're searching for the Stargate to try to destroy Trump. Like, they know it's out there. If they could just find it. So they're running around like mad people looking for this Stargate. This access to destroy Trump. And every book fails them. Every commentator fails them. Every false narrative fails them. Mueller fails them. They all fail them. But anyway, here's Bob Woodward, puts out a book, Fear, you know, inside the Trump White House. Oh, it's so bad. It's devastating to Trump. Oh, my gosh. Oh. So Bob Woodward, when did Fear come out? I just want to know the right date here. So Bob Woodward, 2017. Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was at the end of 2017, maybe the beginning of 2018. And so Bob Woodward licks his finger to see which way the wind is blowing, and he says, a lot of the media right now is going against Trump. There seems to be a market for that. They're obsessed with trying to destroy him. I'm going to write a book. Yeah, I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to expose the Trump White House. And so, okay, it gets built up. Bob Woodward writes his book. It becomes a New York Times bestseller. Whatever. Well, now Woodward is back. And now Bob Woodward says that the FBI and the CIA need to be investigated over Steele dossier. Whoa! So wait, it was Bob Woodward that wrote the book Fear, which was supposed to, I guess, bring Trump down. Came out in September of last year. It's about the presidency of Donald Trump. Hundreds of hours of interviews. Pull that back up. Hundreds of hours of interviews with members of the Trump administration. Go to the reception thing. Let's see what they're putting. Because this is Bob Woodward's original book. And so it comes out. Trump hits it, says it's fake news. A lot of credibility problems. Okay, we remember that from last September. Now here's Bob Woodward. He's licked his finger again. He's seen that the wind is blowing in the opposite direction. Now he's going to write a book about fear, how Trump has put fear in the deep state. Here he is on Fox News saying that now the deep state needs to be investigated.
More than 2 years ago, back in January of 2017, when the Steele dossier first surfaced, I remember you're saying right here on this show that it is a, quote, garbage document. Do you feel that the Mueller report basically discredited it? And to what degree do you think it played a role in the Russia investigation?
Well, that's what's going to be investigated by lots of people, including the Attorney General and including Senator Lindsey Graham.
And but the Inspector General is also doing it.
Yes, and it should be. I mean, what I found out recently, which was really quite surprising, the dossier, which really is got a lot of garbage in it, and Mueller found that to be the case early in building the intelligence community assessment on Russian interference in an early draft.
Sounds like a broken drone.
They actually put the dossier on page 2 in kind of a breakout box. I think it was the CIA pushing this. Real intelligence experts looked at this and said, no, this is not intelligence, this is garbage, and they took it out. But in this process, the idea that they would include something like that in one of the great stellar intelligence assessments, as Mueller also found out, is highly questionable. Needs to be investigated.
You know, I'm not one to disrespect, let's say, people that deserve it, that are more experienced than me. But, I mean, what is Bob Woodward's deal? I mean, he really is strange in that interview. He says he just found out how the Steele dossier was used to try to destroy Trump. Bob, Earth to Bob, where have you been? Have you been in San Francisco huffing some street dung? You just found that out. Oh, and then he talks about how they had to remove it. Yeah, they had to remove it from the final report because they knew it was garbage and they know who paid for it. And they didn't want that on the final report. You get it, Bob? They're trying to cover up their crimes. But hey, I guess Bob does get it now because he's saying they should be investigated for their crimes. So way to go, Bob. You finally smelled the coffee.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% 10% off. Celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I wasn't planning on covering the Sri Lanka bombings today. Alex covered it in the first hour, and it's just getting too much for me. And then I saw a couple news stories, and it just forced me to have to cover it here today. Now, first, here's an amazing thing, actually, before we get to that. And Mike Cernovich pointed this out on Twitter and others, but he combined a few stories here. So you have this story from Vice. The Jeffrey Epstein story is fanning the flames of far-right pedophilia panic. So apparently, according to Vice, pedophilia panic is a bad thing. Not wanting pedophiles to exist, not wanting pedophiles to rape children, not wanting pedophiles to record child rape, not wanting pedophiles to get their hands on children. Apparently that's a bad thing to Vice. So according to Vice, the far right is panicked over pedophilia. Oh my gosh, like, wow, you got us. Like, you really got us, Vice. Oh my gosh, we don't like pedophilia, Vice. Oh, that's going to have us shut down now. So, okay. Doesn't stop there. The Washington Post, Sri Lanka church bombing stoke far-right anger in the West. Oh my gosh! Conservatives are angry at terrorist bombings of churches. What is wrong with these people? That's Washington Post. Washington Post again. The Notre Dame fire ignites West's far-right. I mean, look at conservatives in America. They don't like pedophiles. They don't like terrorists. Oh my gosh! What are we going to do? Because here's the sick, twisted thing about it. They're actually telling you who they've aligned with. They're telling you they've aligned with pedophiles. They've aligned with radical Islamic terror. They're openly telling you this. The far right is upset at pedophiles. The far right is upset against terrorism. Wow! You don't say. You're not? No, they've allied with it. You think that's rhetoric. You think that's a joke. They're now openly admitting it, folks. Just get used to it. So then you see this. Wisconsin mom of seven pleads guilty to trying to plot ISIS attacks. Now, this woman is clearly insane. Wahiba Issa Dais, 45, pled guilty to one count of providing material to support a terrorist group in exchange for another being dropped. So she's, you know, an ISIS terrorist, tried to bomb U.S. events. She's in Wisconsin. She's from Israel. And she made a deal with ISIS. She'll be facing at least 20 years. She promoted ISIS on social media. And so you won't see this story anywhere, though. In fact, I wouldn't even have seen this. And I'm a total news junkie, except that the crew brought it to me. So she tried to plot ISIS terror attacks, stories in the Daily Mail, and no news coverage. Nothing on television news. Now, if this was let's just say this was a Christian plotting for the Church of Latter-day Saints. Of course, this has never happened as far as I know. but let's just, you know, hypothetically say this was a Christian Church of Latter-day Saints, and she was planning a Church of Latter-day Saints bombing of Muslim mosques. Do you think that would be big news? I think it'd be big news. I think CNN would run with it. I think MSNBC would run with it. I think the New York Times would run with it. I think the Washington Post would run with it. Oh, yeah. A Christian terrorist arrested. These Christians are out of control. Look at the Islamophobia. Oh, but no, that's not what happened, right? What happened was it was a Wisconsin woman who tried to plot ISIS terror attacks. That's what it was. So they didn't cover it. And they won't cover it. I'll be stunned if I see this story anywhere tonight. Stunned! But here is the local report from Wisconsin on Wahiba Issa Dais.
FBI agents traced those videos to the Cudahy home of Wahiba Dais. According to her plea deal, Dais unknowingly suggested to an undercover agent possible targets for attacks, including street festivals, summer celebrations, and even churches.
With regards to target selection, any indication that any targets were here in Wisconsin?
I can't comment on that. I'm not aware of that.
The agent told Dais they had no experience in bomb making, and records show Dais replied, "No problem. Making bombs is easy, and you can also start with poisons." Dais and another Milwaukee man pleaded guilty in unrelated ISIS cases on Monday.
Can you say whether, with these plea agreements, if individuals are cooperating with law enforcement now to help you all develop new cases?
I can't comment on that, but I can tell you that the Joint Terrorism Task Force is working around the clock to follow up on leads and do whatever it can to try to keep the community safe.
The plea comes one day after a series of attacks in Sri Lanka. And although there's been no claim of responsibility, it's the same kind of violence Dace encouraged ISIS followers to carry out.
We do know that it was the result of hate, a propensity towards violence, and an intolerance towards the belief of others.
Derek, let's talk about her punishment. What kind of prison time is she facing now?
20 years in federal prison, Patrick, as well as much as a $250,000 fine. Her sentencing is scheduled for September.
Now, Patrick, just imagine, this woman is actively recruiting people to carry out terrorism for ISIS on social media. Not censored, not banned. Now, how do you measure that? How do you analyze that? Boy, Facebook is real quick to shut down a conservative they don't like. Boy, these social media giants, they got their finger on the pulse of the conservatives out there waiting for them to take one wrong move, one wrong step, one wrong tweet, and they're gone. Oh, but this woman recruiting for ISIS, she's good to go. And this is just one example. I mean, you could probably find a dozen stories easily, probably not on Google, but you could find a dozen stories about how Facebook and Twitter and social media has been used to recruit for ISIS. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, but, you know, that InfoWars that talks about restoring American independence, that InfoWars that talks about stopping pedophiles, that InfoWars that talks about stopping terrorists, that InfoWars that wants to have a southern border, you got to shut those extremists down. You got to shut that hate down. Oh, that pedophilic content on YouTube, that's good to stay. Yeah. That woman recruiting terrorists on Facebook, oh, yeah, keep that for sure. All the garbage that's put out on Twitter from inciting violence to pornography and all that, oh, yeah, keep that up there. That's good for ratings. That's good for clicks. But InfoWars, no. We can't have that extremism. We can't have that intolerance. Oh, but yes, that mass shooting in New Zealand, let's stream that live and let's keep that up for a couple hours. That's good. Oh, that InfoWars broadcast, shut that down immediately. That's dangerous. Oh, that woman recruiting for ISIS, we didn't notice her. Yeah, no, we must have missed her. We were too busy following conservatives, waiting to censor the next conservative that we saw engage in hate speech. That's what we really need to stop, not terror. But this is the reality. I mean, you think I'm joking. You think this is a joke. You think I'm up here being facetious. No, that's actually what's happening. But don't worry, because now the BBC folks frets over nervous and afraid Muslims following Islamic terror attacks in Sri Lanka. So Muslims go blow up a bunch of Christians in Sri Lanka. And what does the media say? The poor Muslims. It's like, you know, a drag queen story hour, drag queen gets caught as a convicted pedophile groping a kid and we kick it out of the library and mainstream media says, how dare you kick that pedophile out? What's wrong with you?
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Show. Owen Schroyer here filling in for Alex. He is on a secret mission that you will soon see the results of at Infowars.com. I want to continue on the road that we were on before I get into some of the other giant news that I haven't even gotten to here today. In fact, I'm amazed that I haven't gotten to some of this massive news, but we'll get to it in the third hour. And Dan Lyman also joins me in the third hour. But let's kind of put a bookend and finish off what we were just talking about. So, again, I didn't want to get into this because it kind of is like the identity politics crap, and it's just so redundant, and I'm just so sick of it. But I see the lies, and I see the blatant attack on Christianity, and I just don't get it. So it's like, look, if they want to demonize Christianity, if they want to act like it doesn't exist, then we have to be here to say, hey, we love God. We love Christ. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. We're not Easter worshipers. That's a made-up thing. That's literally made up. Oh, but they'll say Muslims all day long. They'll say Islam is the religion of peace all day long. They'll say Islamophobia all day long. Oh, but don't mention the Christians getting their heads lopped off by radical Islam. Don't mention the Christians that just had their legs blown off by radical Islam. Oh, and now they're saying that the Sri Lanka attacks were a response to the New Zealand mosque massacre. That was a troll. That was a false flag. So who even knows what the hell's going on? But look, there's little tells. And I covered one earlier about, in the last segment, about how they've aligned with pedophiles and they've aligned with radical Islam. And that's why they say that they say we're far-right extremists because we don't like pedophiles and Islamic terror. I mean, you know, because that's a real black eye on us. Like, oh, my gosh. But you see the blatant Google not ever putting anything Easter on their search engine. All these Democrats not even mentioning Christians. They say Easter worshipers, something that doesn't even exist. It's all fake news. And, you know, again, I got into this a little bit yesterday on the War Room, which, by the way, Will Johnson hosting the War Room today, 3 to 6 Central, for me at Infowars.com/show. Folks, I don't even want to get into this because it's so unbelievable. But, I mean, it's almost too unbelievable. And I landed that it's fake. But there's a picture of Michelle Obama drinking champagne, allegedly on the river, floating by, doing a river float, floating by as the Notre Dame Cathedral is burning. Now, look, when you know what's going on and you know how deep the corruption is and how enslaved humanity has been, just not physical shackles, but mental shackles, it's not that far-fetched that Michelle Obama would be floating by Notre Dame as it's burning. This was clearly, let me look. The whole Illuminati thing has just been used up now, and it's almost like there's no value in saying it. But no, there are secret societies. There are Satan societies. They are worldwide. There's global secret networks. There's global combines. They can pull off false flags. They have no flag. You get it? There is no flag for the secret societies. They don't really exist. So they can go off and burn anything and start anything and then have everybody pointing at everybody else. So who did the false flag? They have no flag. And so they can do events like this. Some people know what's going on. But for real, show the picture. I mean, this can't be real. It can't be that bad, right? It can't be that bad that Michelle Obama is actually floating by Notre Dame Cathedral as it's burning, toasting champagne to it. It can't be that bad, can it? Oh, but it can be that bad. And I wanted to get to this Tucker Carlson clip, but it's just like TMZ puts out the picture and people look at the wine glass and they think it's Notre Dame Cathedral burning behind it. And she's on a cruise floating by. I mean, can you imagine, though? I mean, folks, let me just put it to you this way. Because because I don't want to do a, you know, what if it's true, but it's like, I mean, people are talking about it. It's like, we're not allowed to talk about it. The world's most famous cross-dresser toasting to Notre Dame burn, to Notre Dame burning to the ground. Now, you look at everything else that's going on, that's just par for the course. But people think that Michelle Obama drinking champagne as she cruises by Notre Dame Cathedral burning is a sign that it was a secret society event, a Satanist pagan sacrifice. And I'll tell you something else. If they rebuild that and it is, let's just say, globalist symbolism, well, that just makes it all look that more suspicious. But you see, you're not allowed to be a victim if you're a Christian. In fact, the Notre Dame Cathedral burning is somehow bad for Muslims, I'm sure. I mean, I feel bad for the Muslims that the Christians are blowing up. I mean, that's literally the BBC. So Muslims go up and blow up 300 Christians in Sri Lanka, and the BBC says, oh my gosh, the poor Muslims. Literally. But you know what? Because I'm just, let's go to Tucker Carlson, who breaks it down last night, why the left won't say Christians.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. The holiest day of the Christian calendar turned to tragedy yesterday, as you know, in Sri Lanka. in a series of coordinated attacks. Suicide bombers struck three Catholic churches as well as hotels in cities across the country.
Oh, and by the way, they found multiple unexploded devices as well. Could have been much worse.
Authorities say the attackers were affiliated with a local terror group. The attackers were radical Muslims. Their motives were religious. Their targets were Christians. None of that is speculation. It's true. Maybe because it is so true and so obviously true, nobody in authority wanted to say it out loud. So instead, they went to great lengths to avoid clear language. Quote, the attacks on tourists and Easter worshippers in Sri Lanka are an attack on humanity, tweeted Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton used the same awkward phrase. I'm praying for everyone affected by today's horrific attack on Easter worshippers and travelers in Sri Lanka, she wrote. Easter worshippers. Why don't you say Christians?
Pause it real quick, folks. I need to explain something. And this is the kind of stuff that we talk about here where, like, actual intelligence people listen and they're like, okay. I mean, there's a reason. It's not a coincidence that they're all putting out Easter worshippers, folks. That's them sending out a signal. That's them sending out a signal. We are allied with radical Islam. That's what they're doing. They don't care about people blowing up. They're not even tweeting about that. They're sending out a signal to all the people they can't talk to right now because they're all being monitored. They're all being investigated right now. They can't communicate with all their cohorts, so they have to do it all in signals. They have to put out beacons. They're saying, no, we're still allied with you, radical Islam. We just can't talk to you anymore. We just can't communicate with you. The people we've been arming in the Middle East, the people that we've been sending weapons to, the people that we literally give cash to, it's all on record. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have been colluding with radical Islam for 10 freaking years, but they can't communicate with them anymore because they're being investigated. So they're sending out signals on Twitter. Easter worshipers, Easter worshipers. It's all signals, folks. They're telling you who they are. They are engaged in such massive treason. Just go back to the clip.
Reason, of course, euphemisms are never accidental. Our
exactly.
Believe Christians are the problem. They're the dangerous ones. They can't be trusted. Tell them the truth and they might go crazy and organize a new crusade, unsheath their swords and march on Jerusalem. You never know with Christians. Just tonight, the Washington Post ran a story with this headline, quote, Sri Lanka church bombings stoke far-right anger in West. As if you'd have to be some kind of Nazi to be upset about church bombings. That's what they seem to think.
No, that's
well,
it.
Leaders consistently ignore the persecution of Christians.
So go ahead and pull it down. We already aired this in the first hour, but it's so important because, again, I didn't even want to talk about this today, but it's so obvious what's going on, and no one else is going to talk about it. And so you remember the story last week about the kid that got shoved off the balcony at the Mall of Minnesota? Well, did you notice how the media started running cover for that story immediately, saying that the child fell or that the child plunged? They didn't say pushed, shoved, dropped. No. They were covering immediately. Boy, that's telling you something, isn't it? They don't want you to know who this guy was that pushed her off, or that pushed the boy off. They don't want you to know who he is or why he did it. Now, they're claiming that he did it because he was sexually frustrated. But when they start running headlines, boy plunges from balcony, boy falls off balcony, when the kid was clearly pushed, dropped from balcony for a reason. I mean, you know, see what's going on here? And it just, you know, happens to be at Mall of Minnesota, Ilhan Omar's district. So, you know, it's just unbelievable. Oh, by the way, we'll get to this, but, you know, Jussie Smollett, as InfoWars predicted, is now saying he was assaulted by MAGA supporters. They're still going with it.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.